It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time, 344. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
local health officials are urging Utahns to hunker down as ICU volumes remain high following the long holiday weekend. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have just left the COVID memorial at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. Bells rang. 400 lights line the reflecting pool. It's a stunning, beautiful display at dusk. This event commemorates the 400,000 lives lost to COVID. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, we are looking at a really good drive on the Valley freeways. Nothing like what we had yesterday and no snow in sight. That's the good news. And the intersection is now clear from the earlier crash in Taylorsville, 2700 West at 5400 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Canyon winds dying down with sunshine 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Blue sky 43 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
At this hour, some of the nation's most iconic buildings, like New York City's Empire State Building, are illuminated, part of a national moment of unity on this eve of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration and a national COVID-19 memorial service as the U.S. marks more than 400,000 deaths. The President-elect said goodbye in his home state of Delaware earlier today.
To my fellow Delawareans, on behalf of the entire Biden family that's here today, I want to express how much you mean to me and to every one of us.
The Bidens flew to D.C. on a private plane. President Trump will not attend tomorrow's inauguration, but today the White House released his videotaped farewell message.
We extend our best wishes, and we also want them to have luck, a very important word.
But at no point did the president mention the president-elect by name. The National Guard says 12 of its members have been removed from the duty of inaugural security. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth on what was one of his last days as Senate Majority Leader. Mitch McConnell blamed President Trump for provoking the mob that attacked the Capitol earlier this month. Here is part of McConnell's speech on the Senate floor this morning.
Last time the Senate convened, we had just reclaimed the Capitol from violent criminals who tried to stop Congress from doing our duty. The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. And they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like. But we pressed on. We stood together and said an angry mob would not get veto power over the rule of law in our nation, not even for one night. We certified the people's choice for their 46th president. Tomorrow, President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris will be sworn in. We'll have a safe and successful inaugural right here on the west front of the Capitol, the space that President Bush 41 called democracy's front porch. And then we'll move forward. Our work for the American people will continue as it has for more than 230 years. There are serious challenges that our nation needs to continue confronting. But there will also be great and hopeful opportunities for us to seize. Certainly, November's elections did not hand any side a mandate for sweeping ideological change. Americans elected a closely divided Senate, a closely divided House, and a presidential candidate who said he'd represent everyone. So our marching orders from the American people are clear. We're to have a robust discussion and seek common ground. We are to pursue bipartisan agreement everywhere we can and check and balance one another respectfully where we must. And through all of this, we must always keep in mind that we're all Americans. We all love this country, and we're all in this together.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is preparing to swap seats with McConnell. It'll be Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer in the coming days. You've been listening to The In-Depth of 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 3:49. It's time for a check on traffic. Ricky Meese, how are we look this afternoon?
We're in great shape. No accidents or delays. Southbound I-15 leaving downtown Salt Lake City all the way through Utah County. The canyons today in so much better shape than we had this time yesterday. That's both Big and Little Cottonwood, Provo Canyon, and I-80 in Parleys. No accidents on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways or delays, and your main secondaries are in good shape in Salt Lake County. Steve?
I'm here. Yes, we are. No problem so far. Traveling northbound I-15. Just full speeds from downtown Salt Lake all the way to Willard Bay. Still have that stalled vehicle on southbound 15 just past Shepherd Lane in Taysville. That's on the right shoulder, causing some thicker traffic through that area. Clean 2020 out of your carpets. Schedule no residue carpet cleaning with Zero Res this month and get three rooms clean for just $89.95. Schedule online, Zero Res, Zero Res Carpet Cleaning. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. It's the 7-day forecast that includes some snow. We're brought to you by VW Southtown. Here's Grant Wayman.
Winds die down, sunshine and 41. Tomorrow, 43 and mostly sunny skies, and then partly cloudy on Thursday. We reach 44. Rain and snow by Friday afternoon with a high of 45. Snow Saturday and 38. Partly cloudy, 34 on Sunday. More snow Monday and 33. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 43 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. In two short visits, one patient, Andrew, went from constant burning and painful feet to 50% improvement in his symptoms. He was able to sleep through the night and regain sensation, which had not happened in years. He now walks better, has improved balance, and has reduced his neuropathy medications. Another patient, Jackie, was able to cut her diabetes and neuropathy medications, in addition to gaining the confidence to drive again and avoid falling. Many doctors believe that this new treatment is more powerful than any drug known to modern science. So call 801-441-2266 today to reverse your neuropathy without prescriptions or addictive medications. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a neuropathy consultation and exam absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Avoid the crowds and skip straight to savings with RV show prices all winter long at General RV in Draper. Whether you shop safely in-store or online, you will save thousands with our exclusive RV show discounts and all-time low financing. Plus, we're giving you a trade-in bonus on top of your trade-in value. We've moved our most popular floor plans indoors, and we have thousands more RVs online in our virtual showroom. Save thousands with our RV show prices online and in-store at General RV in Draper off I-15 at the Point of the Mountain.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Winter is hard on your home, and homes aren't always equipped to handle winter. Do you know how your roof is holding up to this winter? Wasatch Heat Cable is known for their heat cabling and snow retention systems. This is the best time of year to have your roof looked at. Here's what Tyler in Park City has to say about Wasatch Heat Cable.
Last January, we had ice buildup on areas of our roof. I hadn't noticed it before, but it looks as though this had been happening for years. Our beautiful home had water seeping in. Wasatch Heat Cable really knows their stuff. We now understand how the process of refreezing and thawing causes this. We got a customized bid and heat cable installed last spring. Wasatch Heat Cable was great to work with. This winter, the snow on our home is melting the way it should, and I'm so glad we are prepared.
This is the best time to get heat cable on your roof. Don't wait till water's coming in. Heat cable can prevent ice dams, and our skilled technicians install year-round. Don't forget to ask about our spring discounts from March to May installs. Schedule your estimate. Call 801-866-1110 or visit wasatchheatcable.com.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. You no longer have to choose between coffee or soda when you need a caffeine fix. Coca-Cola is out with a new drink which mixes regular Coke with Brazilian coffee. Ew. KSL Drives. Microsoft is dropping $2 billion into GM's self-driving car division. That investment puts Cruise's total value at $30 billion. Post's Waffle Crisps are back for a limited time at some Walmarts. The cereal was discontinued 2 years ago, but people were so mad they started a change.org petition to bring it back, and it apparently worked. Wall Street today, the Dow was up 116 points. The S&P added 30. The NASDAQ gained 198. KSL News Time 355. Cougar Tracks is brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic, and here's Mitch Harper.
Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid surprised many by turning to the passing game with backup quarterback Chad Henne on a 4th-and-1 to clinch Sunday's divisional round win over the Cleveland Browns. Reid, an offensive genius in the NFL, harkened back to his days in Provo as to why he passes on 4th-and-shorts.
Well, you know, I went to BYU, so every down's a throwing down. I mean, that's how that goes, you know. I was educated that way by LaVell Edwards, and throw any time, any place, and try to keep a little bit of that with me as I've gone forward. So I think if you have confidence in it, then it's really no different than the run. I mean, you know, you're in today's world, so... Anyways, I feel good about it.
Reid and the Chiefs will face the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game this Sunday as they look to play for a second consecutive Super Bowl title. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with ED, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse ED without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $600 offer free. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. That's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Call now and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Hi. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Every 2 minutes, another American is sexually assaulted. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted, you are not alone. Help is just a call or click away through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Please call 1-800-656-HOPE. That's H-O-P-E. Or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.